It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
What's the matter with you?
I guess I just can't take it, sir.
What did you say?
It's my nerves, sir. I just can't stand the shelling anymore.
Your nerves? Well, hell, you're just a goddamn coward. Won't have a yellow bastard sitting here crying in front of these brave men who've been wounded in battle. I met this yellow bastard. Nothing wrong with him. We won't have sons of bitches who are afraid to fight stinking up this place of honor. You're going back to the front, my friend. You may get shot, you may get killed, but you're going up to the fighting. Either that or I'm going to stand you up in front of a firing squad. I ought to shoot you myself, you goddamn bastard. Get him out of here. Send him up to the front. You hear me? You goddamn coward! Won't have cowards in my army.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
I wasn't aware that anyone had actually taped my conversation with Matt Goldstein in the hallway yesterday.
It was just, I happened to find it.
Didn't know that had happened.
It was on the surveillance camera.
We made up, though. Everything's fine right now.
A little kiss on the cheek.
Oh, yeah. I like Matty. Matt knows I like him. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Today is Wednesday, August 1-3-20-08. This is the big show.
Right.
Our phone number is 877-365-3636. Get on the line to get on the air. We'll chat with you about anything you want to talk about. You can send along an AOL instant message at MikeOWJFK or an email at O'Mara@WJFKFM.com. Also online, our website is MikeOMaraShow.com. Although our website today will not compare to Big O and Duke's website because they were talking about that YouTube video with Alicia Sacramone.
Everybody is.
Yeah. I was captured. I was captured by our midday show here at WJFK when they were talking about that because I was up very, very late last night watching the Olympics.
Yeah.
I know you don't watch it, Rob, but
I wasn't looking at the Olympics, Mike.
It was a lot of fun just watching Alicia.
Yes.
Poor thing. Unfortunately, fell off the balance beam, fell on her floor exercise.
Yes.
But
they can't take away her beauty.
She's got it. It's that gymnast beauty.
That's right.
But it's that kind of look that she's got, a very interesting look.
It's
and
a
she
look.
Certainly looks more like she's an adult because
yes.
She's 20, which is an old woman in gymnastics.
We can talk about that.
And you've got the other. Oh, there it is. Yes, our Olympic music.
Of course.
So I was captivated by that. And, you know, it's nice to, I tell you, it's nice to have that kind of lead in. When you can listen to the guys talking about something like that.
Oh.
And there I am in the office trying to get ready for this show.
Every day.
And I hear the guy saying, hey, there's a YouTube video of her knocking some guy out at Brown University. And I'm like scrambling to find it on their website. And then Beth Ann comes in and says, it's right there. She didn't burp, though, before she came in here.
Yes, she did.
We have an enormous show today. A really, really good show. A very different
kind of
show. We're going to be all over the place, but I think you're going to enjoy this.
Uh-huh.
Today we're going to be talking to a woman. Her name is Kate Brennan. That
right.
is her. That is her pen name. That is not her real name.
Right.
Because she has written a book about being stalked by a man for 10 years, and she's a writer, so she finally wrote about it.
I said I was sorry,
and she is still apparently dealing with this guy. Fascinating. I mean, really amazing story. If you're somebody who's in one of those situations, whether you're a man or a woman,
mm-hmm.
and you've got somebody who's that wigged out,
works both ways.
And you know, the strange thing is, all of us, you know, have been in a lot of different relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Probably me more than any others. And there are those times when you. you know, you have that moment of obsession, and if you're, you know, if you got your act together, you have to realize you move on.
Right,
I think everybody has gone through that at one time or another.
So
in
what
their
you're
lives.
Saying is everybody has a moment where they're just a little bit stalkerish.
Oh, I would say so.
I think
you get dumped or you dump somebody,
sure.
The odds are that person you dump is going to maybe get a little obsessed. And if you're the dumper, I know I've been the dumper, you know, in relationships before, where I certainly get a little obsessed as well.
Have you ever been stalked?
No, I don't think I've ever been stalked.
Oftentimes, the stalking is preceded by drinking.
Yeah, I suppose
calls,
that can happen.
Late night calls.
Well, always, but sometimes, yeah.
There was one time I broke up with a woman, and I got in a car, and it was icy out, and I went. I was driving over to where she lived, and I ended up like getting my wits about me, you know, realizing I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing when the car kind of slid off the road.
Ooh,
and I said, you know, maybe this is a sign, and I kind of chilled out after that.
Were you attempting surveillance?
I've gotten loaded and done that a couple of times. But then again, this is a pattern of behavior that lasts for, you know, a very long period of time, and I think that's when it enters into the stalker. I think once you're at that 1 month mark.
Oh, yeah, that's too
you
much.
Know, you're falling into that stalker category. We'll talk with her. Also, a legendary actor, 72-year-old David Carradine.
Wow.
Will be on the show. He's the star of the new Spike TV movie, Kung Fu Killer. Yes, he's at it again. Mm-hmm. And I'm fascinated by this guy, the Carradine acting family, and lots of questions for him.
Legendary.
So it should be a very, very big show today. Well, I've mentioned before that I'm enjoying motorcycle season.
Yeah, of course. It's that time of year.
You know, about almost 6,000 miles on my bike, you know, since 2005, which isn't all that much. There are guys that have put tens of thousands on in that same period of time. But
you only go a mile at a time.
I go a mile at a time. I come to work, and it's a very short little hop. And occasionally I fart around. And today was great. I had Freeman, the geek, come to my house. And I finally got all my work done super early. And I just wanted to go ride.
Yeah.
And imagine my surprise when I came up to an intersection on Route 28 South, right over by Dulles Expo Center, and I was sitting there at the intersection, and I suddenly realized that I thought I had hit an oil slick. That's how my motorcycle was behaving when I started up from this stoplight.
Oh.
And I really thought, I've got something on the tires that are, because I've never had a flat tire on a motorcycle before.
Oh, right. Okay.
And for those of you that have, maybe you know better than I do, I'd love to hear from you because I do not understand what happened.
What to do?
I was sitting there at this traffic light, and I start up, and I'm like, whoa. Because the back end fishtails on.
Shimming, yeah.
And, you know, it's not really a problem on 28, only because I've got, you know, 30 cars in three different lanes surrounding me. What could possibly be wrong? And you know, at this point, you know, there you start from zero, and you're at 55 in 5 seconds speeding down the road. And I'm realizing suddenly I have to get this bike off to the side of the road. I did not know what the hell was going on.
Front or back tire?
Back tire.
As
I found out, it was the back tire. No, I didn't know. I mean, I couldn't see anything. I was feeling what felt like I had put my tire, maybe both of them, in some sort of oil slick. Yeah. I felt like they were spinning, but in retrospect, they weren't.
Weird sensation because in a car when you get a flat, you also maintain control because you're still on 3 points. But on you're lucky you didn't break your arm.
Well, somebody says, you know, another biker came by when I was pulled off to the side of the road, asked me if I you know, needed any help. At that point, I had called the cavalry, and I'll tell you more about that in a second.
Cool. Right.
But I really realized that if I was going 50 miles an hour or 60 miles an hour, it might not have been real pretty.
No, no.
Do you know what caused the
flat? It freaked me out. I get it over to the side of the road, and I notice first that it is a flat tire, that it's not, you know, that there's no goo or gook on the tires at all. And I see that this thing is, you know, not dramatically flat, but getting there.
Right.
And I had no idea. So, I mean, but I know right away I don't have any wherewithal to... to get a flat changed out there.
Right. So you go into your little sidecar and you pull out, what, a jack?
No, I pull out my mini motorcycle.
Of course.
That I ride. It's like
dinghy.
The Shriner motorcycle.
I understand.
No, what I did was I'm out there and I said, I'll call my little Harley card, which they give you, you know, which is the roadside assistance. And, I mean, cars are going by me. It's just like, and I can't even hear for English. It's really all of a sudden I call the Harley roadside assistance and I get the Metro man.
Right.
And you know, it's just, you know, boom boom.
Roadside assistance. Quiero buenos dias. Diete siesco roadside assistance. Harley owner, thank you for calling. Maybe record. Boom boom. You know,
I'm just so I decide in a moment's notice. I said, this is going to be 2 hours. I mean, this is probably not going to be you know, lickety split. You know, it's vacation time. There are a lot of motorcycles out there, so I said maybe not the best idea. Mm-hmm. I suddenly realized, ding, ding, ding. I say, oh, we've got a friend out here.
Oh, yeah.
I call Beth Ann McBride and I say, Beth Ann, do you have the number for the Crazy Jane Mr. Dennis guy?
Oh, yeah, sure. And you're right near him.
I thought I was. I didn't realize I was less than 5 minutes away from him.
That's perfect.
So she calls Dennis, and I want to thank Dennis.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Not that Dennis.
I'm sorry.
At Crazy Jane's Custom Motorcycles in Chantilly, who rescued my fat ass.
That's awesome.
Wow. And I think I'll mention when they're open.
You should.
They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Call them at 703-722-2800, online at crazyjanes.com.
Now,
that guy deserves it. He rescued me. He totally
that's great.
But he didn't rescue me like I thought he would. He said they're bringing out, Beth Ann said they're going to bring out one of their trucks for, you know, that they haul the bikes with, and they'll take it over to the shop and take a look at it. And imagine my surprise when I get a call from Dennis. He says, well, I'm coming out with my car, but we'll see what we can do. And he comes out, and he's got a nice, like, Mercedes, you know. A Beamer. He gets out of a Beamer. And I'm like, hey, all right, what are you going
to Does it have flames painted on it or anything?
No, it's not really bike-like, but but he's, you know, he's in his Crazy Jane's T-shirt. He's been working on bikes, and he's got a little compressor. Well, he gets out, and it's a little compressor where you can pump the air up.
Right.
Now, when I go to take a look at the tire, I look at the valve where you put the air in, and it's just hanging there.
Ooh.
It's like flapping, so I got a loose valve.
Oh,
that's where the air came
out.
And that's what kind of freaked me out, too.
Now, I have to ask you, it's not ball busting. I'm very concerned about your safety and well-being here. Do you remember from our motorcycle course checking your tires regularly?
Like, and if I had done that, I wouldn't have had the problem.
At least once a month.
I'm relatively sure I would have perceived that valve was a little loose.
Hinky.
And watch your pressure, too, because you can lose like 3 pounds a month.
I know. See, I didn't know that. See, you remember that. I don't. I just ride all the time like an idiot. Right. Mark in Reno, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing, Mark?
Come to your house and
Mike, I was going to remark.
What's that? Hold on. Rob wanted to get that line in. Yes. What is that, Rob?
I was just going to say maybe Buzz could come to your house and check your tires for you once a month.
That would be a very good thing. Mark, can we do for you?
That Rob is a card. But anyway, I was going to suggest to you that a typical Harley guy doesn't know when his bike tire's flat until I remembered when I was learning to ride bikes as a kid on a dirt bike, and I ruined an entire back rim off-road.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these lessons are learned hard, Mike.
Yeah, they are. You know, but, I mean, it is a lesson, and thank God nothing bad. You know, because easily, if I'm going 50 miles an hour, that's I'm on my ass doing that. So I feel very, very good about that. So.
I learned a number of lessons hitting the pavement, and just stay away from those, buddy.
All right, I will, buddy, pal. Hey, Joe. Joe, you got to come in here because I can't hang up on this guy. It's like the worst nightmare
I've
ever had.
I'll hang up on you, Dan.
Yes, it's the worst nightmare I've ever had. The whole screen has shifted down, and I usually have two little icons down here that I can hit, and I can only hit the hold icon. You see what I'm saying? Hello, Joe.
Hi, Mike.
How are you? See what I'm talking about, Joe? See down there? I can't hit the hang-up button. I can only hit the thing.
Reboot it.
I can only everything's working fine except for that. But it's
you tried double clicking,
Rob? I can't even get the icon. Thank you.
What about scrolling?
There. What's the problem?
Oh, okay.
Hit control.
Can you perhaps articulate the problem?
The window wasn't completely open.
Oh, okay. Very good.
There. You weren't maximized.
Much like my tire. Much like my tire. It wasn't working properly.
It was low on air.
So I got it fixed, and he comes out, and we tighten up the valve. And he, you know, what I loved, I knew.
What's involved in that?
The valve is, you know how you put your air in a tire?
Sure.
Well, it's got, on a motorcycle, it's got the little bolt down at the bottom of it. It's got a nut down there.
Oh, okay.
And the nut had come loose, and it was kind of flapping, and that immediately is what Dennis ascertains is the reason that the air has been going out of the tire.
So once you tighten the nut, it'll
take air? Buzz is nodding at me because he's absolutely right. I've learned a lesson today, and the lesson is you do check your tires more than anything. I mean, you're supposed to.
Yeah.
That is one of the things you're supposed to check.
Don't go dying on us.
Don't go dying. You're supposed to check and make sure there's not like a nail or anything that could screw you up down the road. And I learned my lesson. So I did it. And I mean, this tire went flat so quickly. And I'm just glad I wasn't going fast. But he was able to inflate it. His wife came out because we had to lift the bike up because when the bike had so little air pressure, with the pressure of the weight of the motorcycle,
right.
You couldn't put air in it. Yeah, he had to lift the bike up so that the tire was free-floating so it would be able to fill up with air.
I hope you took a page from Barack Obama and checked that air pressure.
I checked the air pressure, and we are right there at 40 PSI, which should be on that back tire.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
I haven't checked the front one, though.
Yeah, get right on that tonight.
I really should, but I checked the valve on the front one.
Okay, well,
to make sure that that was hunky-dory.
Check the pressure, too, because
and I'm
important.
A little nervous now, too, because, you know, I'm not sure whether that valve's going to come loose again and whether anybody knows about that, so it's a little freaky, a little scary.
So even if you had a can of Fix-A-Flat,
yes.
It wouldn't have helped you.
They said, Dennis said that a lot of people that ride carry CO2 cartridges, and they just kind of jam them in there, and bingo, that fills them up right away.
Buzz carries nitrous oxide cartridges.
Yes,
on
that's
rides.
Well, your tire is still flat, but you're laughing.
He's having the best time.
As you're
continuing.
Actually,
so improves your mileage.
I was psyched, and then I was on my way, and I was very happy with Dennis, and really happy he did that, and you'll be hearing more about that gentleman in the future.
Thanks,
I predict.
Dennis. Yeah,
you called me today. You were a little keyed up.
He is a good. Well, I was on the side of the road, and I see that Rob had called, and I thought immediately that Rob maybe was in the area and checking up on me. But
he psychically knew you needed help.
Rob and I had a correspondence earlier in the day to do something for the show, and it was, wait a minute, hold on, this isn't true.
What?
You'll enjoy this, Rob. Hello, Mike in Virginia. What's your theory on this situation?
As another concern, Mike, I was wondering if there was adjustment in legal papers and Carla might be a saboteur.
He thinks that Carla did it. No,
he
get out of here.
He said that with an accent.
Get the hell out of here. What are you talking about? No, she called me. And was very, very concerned.
Was she laughing?
No, she was concerned about an appointment she has on Friday.
and she thought maybe the valve stem was going to affect the appointment?
No, it's really she has to get the car inspected on Friday. And I was out on the side of the road with tractor trailers hitting
You're
me.
Not helping.
And she was, you know, and I really wasn't ready to talk about that. And we just had a little moment.
See, that's
there.
You.
Ain't it amazing when you're...
It's always me. It's always about me, isn't it? When there I am, eating pavement.
When you're on the side of the road and you realize how fast those cars are going by you.
It terrifies you. Yeah. And I got the hell off way to the side.
Sure.
I mean, I left the bike closer to the road, but I got the hell out of there.
Have you ever done it on the beltway? Have you ever been on the side of the beltway with like a flat or a
I have. You know, that one time we had the rain last year and I got another little rear ender on
worst.
The beltway. That's where I let the guy go. Did I ever tell you that story? Where
I don't think so.
We were going to, I wasn't going to meet you. It was a like a Marine Corps function that I was going with a buddy of mine.
Right.
And somebody gave me a little tap and it was a young guy and he was all freaked out. And, you know, I looked, and there wasn't anything on his bumper. There wasn't anything on mine. I said, see you later. Have a nice night, which more people would do
scary
that.
Scary stuff.
Let's go to Bruce in Spokane. Bruce in Spokane, how are you?
Mike, how are you?
I'm a little edgy. I'll be honest with you.
Lucky to be alive. That's how he is.
I'm feeling a little bit shaky.
Well, I just want to warn you, part two of your saga will be chain maintenance.
Yeah, now there's silence. Okay, please, how about an explanation, Mr. Man?
Chain maintenance.
Well, yeah, you know, your chain gets loose as the bike wears in. You got to keep it oiled. You got to make sure it doesn't, you know, get too loose where it'll break because that's another.
All right, how many miles are we talking about here? I really get that bike pretty much evaluated every year, and I don't put a lot of mileage on it.
Every 300 to 400 miles, you should grease your chain, oil your chain.
300 to 400? Oh, don't nod at me like that. You don't ride. 300 to 400 miles? I don't have time for that.
Isn't yours a belt drive, though?
Yeah, mine is a belt drive.
Then it doesn't matter to you. You're in heaven.
Yeah, but I mean, 300 to 400 miles to do any maintenance is just far too tedious for me.
Oil your belts.
So you mean...
Rather have the wreck.
The belt, belt. Your tire is driven by a belt?
Yes. Very sophisticated. It's a 2005 Fatboy. It's a 2005 Fatboy Custom. Yes, Joe Ardinger.
You haven't lived until you blow a motor on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge.
On a motorcycle?
No, in a car.
Oh, in a car.
Yeah. I did that once.
Oh, man.
Spent 20 minutes up on the bridge, right in the middle of it, swinging back.
Wow.
That would. I swear to God. You know what I would do? I would say to the cop in that situation, just take me off this. I couldn't do it. I swear to God, I couldn't do it. I have been outside of a car on a bridge for a very brief period of time, and that motion...
Yes, the swaying.
You know, I know we're probably talking to people that are heading down to the Bay Bridge right now.
That's their problem.
Don't slow down.
No, stay in your lane.
No, there is no worse feeling. And I know on a suspension bridge, You know, when you're going 50 miles an hour over the bridge, you don't have, and this is pretty horrible to be talking about this, you know, what with everything that happened last weekend.
Yeah, be aware. But, you know,
but
reality.
But the thing is, if you stop that car mm-hmm. on the bridge, and I think everybody's been in traffic on a bridge, mm-hmm. you feel the motion.
Sure.
And it's totally, totally freaked out.
Well, it always flips me out when you think that that Bay Bridge, that's 4 miles long.
I know.
So if you break out, if you break down in the middle of it, you got to walk 2 miles before you're anywhere. Mm-hmm.
I still can't get
long.
Over that wreck they had, and they're doing yes. the investigations. Yeah. There were stories about it here in Washington. The Chesapeake Bay has two suspension bridges, and over the weekend, a woman claims she fell asleep and went across into the lane, mm-hmm. causing a truck coming the other way to actually hit the abutment and actually go over the bridge.
Into the bay.
Probably about the most horrific thing that's happened on that Bay Bridge
in a long
time.
How big a drop is that? Has anybody read? Anybody remember?
It wasn't the full span. It wasn't up at the top, but it was not.
It was about 100 feet.
It was right before they got into the low part of the bridge and a horrible accident. Let's go to Craig in Sacramento. Craig, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, with 6,000 miles on that bike, you should be happy that's the first time your fat ass popped a tire.
Oh, my fat ass popped a tire? Okay, Mr. Man. Well, the fact is, I get the stick. Thank you. Bye. Didn't see the light of air. Hada, 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 hada. All right, anyway, so so it was very frustrating. It really was.
I imagine.
But thank God. The way I processed it was Dennis is nearby, and Beth Ann called me and said, he's not only nearby, you're less than 5 minutes from his location. So wow. I was very, very excited about that.
Well, now, I'm glad you're safe.
You couldn't have planned it any better.
It was good. And thank you, Dennis, for all the help. And, you know, we'll see you soon. He really is a good guy, a big fan of the show, and we do appreciate that. Okay, I am on Rob's side. It's official now for Michael Phelps.
I told you, Mike.
I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry.
Isn't he great?
You know.
What an amazing athlete.
He is an amazing athlete. He's very strong.
Uh-huh. He's very strong.
A very strong guy. But yes. Jesus Christ. Close your mouth! Close your mouth with your big teeth.
If you look,
I know you're the biggest, most decorated athlete in history.
That's right.
I gotta side with Rob. I'm laughing the whole time I'm watching him last night. It's Rob's fault, but then I'm sitting there and I lean over to Carly and say, Rob's right.
Look
every
at him.
Time they show the guy, the mouth is Didn't you want a little bit more? Like star power.
Something.
With this.
He's a swimmer.
I know he's a swimmer.
And the best one ever.
The best Olympic athlete mm-hmm. in the history of the games.
I know.
He's going to win the whole thing. He's probably going to break Mark Spitz's record, too. I was rooting for him. I high-fived Carla when they won.
Good for you.
But Jesus Christ, I'm looking at the guy with the mouth. I hate the mouth open.
It's just going to be sad if he wins. He can win up to, like, 13 medals.
Yes.
But it's going to be sad because he really doesn't do well counting above 12.
Yeah,
we don't need a keynote speaker.
I know we don't.
Need a swimmer.
I know we don't, and it's fine. The thing is, I just don't think the dude... You know, one of the reasons I think he's handling the pressure, I don't think the dude is burdened with real deep thoughts.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
That's good.
And it's good. He's wanted to do this since he was a little kid.
Way down his brain.
It was way that down. I'm watching it. I couldn't help but laugh at it. You know, and he seems to get, he's definitely intense.
Yes.
You know, he likes to see those relays.
Right.
But, and he didn't like the word, didn't me no like water and ice.
No.
With
water
goggles.
In my water, goggles.
Water bad.
Frustrating. And then, of course, it was on to the Olympic gymnast and watching Alicia Sacramone or Sacramone. I know
20, you say.
Wasn't it Johnny Sacramone? Wasn't it Johnny Sack that was on The Sopranos? Wasn't
Sacramone,
that?
I
it was
think,
Sacramone.
Yeah.
It was
I
the same
right.
name.
Yeah.
So she blew it, but I don't think there was any man in America that was really you know feeling like she was a bad girl. I think it was just
no.
Michael Phelps. I think
but
you even time
you don't watch it. You don't even watch. You watch like the highlights on the Today Show. You do not watch like I did last night from 10 o'clock until 1:45.
What, you're proud of that?
I'm proud of the fact that I was watching my country, Rob.
That's great.
I was proud of the fact that I was watching.
Doesn't make you any more of a patriot than me.
I was watching my country.
You know what I watched
compete.
Last night? That's fine.
Let me finish, please.
All right.
Because I care. You know, I'm not going to tell you, Rob, that I enjoy watching the floor exercises in gymnastics, really. Nor do I really... focus on what happens in a swimming pool, you know, and watching a swim meet. It doesn't happen. But you know why I pay attention now?
Why is that?
Because it's my America, Rob, and it's my country.
Mike O'Mara's America.
It's my country out there.
America.
Yeah. And yes, you may mock Michael Phelps for breathing through his mouth.
And I'm the only one who does it.
I might be right there agreeing with you.
Perhaps.
But when it comes to watching my Olympics for my country.
Mike O'Mara's Olympics.
You know, when they're competing against Red China.
Right.
And it's Red China. Don't you forget that.
That's right.
That's Red China, ladies and gentlemen.
Communist Red China.
Communist Red China. Mm-hmm. I watch it. I root for the USA, and I high-five my girlfriend every time the USA wins a medal.
Right.
I truly do. And I root against the Chinese, too. I root for horrible accidents to have on the vault when they're coming down
here. I'm so disappointed every time America wins a medal.
You like white and blue with your red.
That's exactly what it is. As a matter of fact, you know what my one complaint was last night?
What's that?
You might be really amazed at this, Rob Spiewak. Do you know what my complaint was?
What's that? We didn't win more?
No, my complaint was the United States Olympic gymnastics team, the ladies.
Right.
Why the red leotards? Those should be red, white, and blue. Not just red, because you'll be confused, perhaps, with some of the other teams. That's how patriotic I am. And you know something? Those razor suits that are created by Speedo for our Olympic swimmers, they have the stars and stripes on them. And
that's
a uniform. Mm-hmm. That makes me proud. And although Michael Phelps might get bugs in his mouth when he's riding in the car with the window open, I still think he's a great. And he's going to be doing bigger and better things for my country. And your country, Rob Spiewak.
I know that there are dozens, maybe even hundreds of people listening right now.
Yes.
And I think all of them could take a page from your book, Mike.
You know, it's special. You might not be a super fan of all the events, for God's sakes. Fencing?
Shooting.
Fencing? Who pays attention to fencing? I don't know anybody that pays attention. All right, maybe Buzz because
loves
he likes
fencing.
Errol
sure.
Flynn.
That's
but
right.
the fact is that I truly believe that if you watch the Olympics, it makes you more of an American patriot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, whether you're bored or not, I don't care. Turn off the reality television shows. Turn off HBO. Give your Olympics just a little bit of time, okay? Because even if you think, oh, my God, what the hell's going on?
Uh-huh.
What is an uneven parallel bar?
Exactly.
I don't care. What I care about is you, citizen average, out there supporting your wonderful kids that are competing for the United States of America. Thank you, and I'm here all week. And hello, Alicia Sacramone. Sorry you lost, kid.
Mike's America.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Amen. We'll be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.